Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Uh-oh. What the hell's going on over here? Poor Sarah. Sarah's being accosted by both Taryn and Danny.
Why didn't you get any of that?
Because I don't have any hair to rub.
I know. I feel like they're like pulling it. And not in a fun way.
They just kind of give you like a weird aggressive head massage.
Well, you know why? Because like you gave us crap in the last beat mix about not being energetic enough.
It cracks me up that they would even criticize our jumping when they do not jump.
I know, exactly.
So instead you come over here and harass me?
Of course, yeah. You're the one that complained.
Oh, next time get Steve. Let's get to Jesse from Federal Way.
I don't
have
any hair. It won't bother me.
Jesse, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey. All right, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Oh, did you check and see if he did the cheat sheet thingy-bingy?
Wow, thank you so much for reminding me.
I know your brain's been rattled by Danny.
It really has. Yeah. Jesse, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I was not. Yep, I don't know.
That's fine. Wing it.
You're winging it. Well, hopefully you win. All right, Steve, get out of here.
You and me both. Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jesse has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
4 sides.
Correct. Sides. Which horoscope sign is a fish?
Pisces.
Yes. The 2 main components of bronze are copper and what?
Iron?
No.
Pass.
What NBA player is the only person to win MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Patagonian is part of Chile in what other country?
Brazil.
No.
Nope. Pass.
According to Google, which app has the most active users in the world?
X?
No.
Facebook?
Yes. Who played Hansel in the comedy Zoolander?
Owen Wilson?
Yes. Your thumb has 2 bones. Each other finger has 3 bones. So how many total finger bones do you have on one hand?
18.
No.
Oh, wait. On either hand?
On one of your hands.
That is 3, 4, 12, 15, 16.
No.
Really working that clock, Jesse.
I like that counting out loud. That usually helps me, but it didn't really help you. But you got 4 correct.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know, I will say, if you were listening to the cheat sheet, you may have got
3 more.
Yeah, so 7 total. I was going to say 9. Clearly, my math is not great either.
It's Friday.
It is, thank goodness. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
6?
No.
7?
No.
10?
No. Which horoscope sign is a fish?
Is it 3?
No.
Horoscope, Pisces.
Correct. The 2 main components of bronze are copper and what?
Gold.
No.
Silver.
No.
Aluminum.
No. What NBA player is the only person to win MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year?
Larry Bird.
Wow, yes. Patagonia is part of Chile and what other country?
Patagonia?
Yes, what did I say?
Oh, no, I thought you said I was just guessing.
Oh.
Chile and Brazil?
No.
Spain?
No.
I don't know.
According to Google, which app has the most active users in the world?
Facebook.
Wow, yes. Who played Hansel in the comedy Zoolander?
Is that Ben Stiller?
It's not.
Oh. Zac Efron.
No, but I love him.
Paul Rudd.
No. Your thumb has two bones. Each other finger has three bones. So how many total finger bones do you have in one hand?
Whoa. 15?
No.
What was the question again? I know I've missed the time, but...
Your thumb has two bones.
Two bones, okay.
Each other finger has three bones. So how many total finger bones do you have in one hand?
I hate this.
Oh. I don't know anymore.
Is it 14? 14.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Oh. You finally figured it out. Wow, Steve.
That was a fun question, even though I hate math.
Wasn't it fun?
It made me think about my fingers.
Is that fun for you?
Yeah, it kind of was.
Okay.
Steve's a bones guy.
I am. Thank you.
So
big bone guy.
Steve, you got three correct, which is a loss 4-3. Jesse, congratulations. Woo! Ooh, I did not see that coming.
I did not either.
Wow, Steve, you really needed that cheat sheet too, I will tell you.
I kind of did.
One that was not on the cheat sheet, but Jesse did get correct. A trapezoid has four sides.
Four.
Also, I like that was your lead question, which is supposed to be like the easiest
one. It really was. Yes.
Wasn't for me.
Clearly not. The two main components in bronze are copper and what, Taryn?
Tin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Patagonia is part of
Chile. Wait, was that on the cheat sheet?
Sure was.
Okay, yes. That's why you said it so confidently.
And Patagonia is part of Chile and what other country?
Argentina.
That was also
See, when you asked me the question, you didn't say Patagonia. You said like Anagonia. So that's why I said Patagonia, because I thought it'd be funny that in my head that was the answer. I didn't realize that you just screwed up the question.
Well, and then you asked that, you said that, and I was like, yeah, but that Patagonia isn't a part of Patagonia.
It's fine. I don't need to argue anymore.
Oh, man. Well, and then
I'll take my loss like a man.
Thank you. Thank you. It's your second one of the day.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, what? At 8:50, I'm taking on Thrill, so I got to beat him.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You might have your work cut out for you because he's a smart guy.
Yeah, because he lost the fantasy football bet for the week, and so he's playing me at Beat Migs.
You better study during the commercial breaks.
What do I study?
Anything.
Okay.
We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm, and the goal is to put coats on local children in need. It is called Coats for Kids, go figure. And for just $20, you can put a brand new American-made coat on a local child who really needs one this time of year.
And the donations are coming. Dude, shout out to the Rockaholics. You know, yesterday we were under $1,000. We're now over $1,500. Thanks to Rockaholics, like Sebastian Mutter donated $100. Patricia Nelson donated $50. Edward Bertash donated $100. So did Lawrence. Also, for $200, I'll butcher your last name. It's Lawrence Pavlinovic.
Nailed it.
Donated $200. That is awesome. Also, James Barr Finch, he joined the 69 Club by donating $69 as well. Any amount helps. Like you said, $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. But if you have only $5, that's awesome because that'll add up. Or if you have $200 like Lawrence did, that's awesome as well.
Yeah, shout out to all the Rockaholics who've already made the donation, and you can get on board by heading to KISW.com. A member of our show did something very odd to have to deal with not having power, and it involved their feet. What happened? We're going to tell you after Blind Melon.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is this brand new feature on the Odyssey app we want all of our Rockaholics to know about, where you can leave a voice message. And since Thanksgiving is happening next week, we were hoping that you'd leave us a voice message about some ridiculous thing that you are thankful for.
Absolutely. The dumber, the better.
We will play back your answers next week. You can download the app.
We might play the heartfelt ones, too, but you only got a minute, so let's get the good ones.
Yes, it's spelled AUDACY. Download it and leave us a voice message, Rockaholics. A member of this show did something very odd to deal with not having power, and it involved their tootsies, their feet.
I have to say, of all of us, of the four, if you said which one would be the last one without power, I would have never guessed it would be Sarah. Just because I figured, Mercer Island, they're going to get power back right away. They probably got like a CEO for like Puget Sound Energy. I'll just like flip a switch and they're good to go again. And you were the last. Granted, Danny and I didn't have to deal with it at all.
Oh, yeah.
A couple little light flickers. It was tough, but we got through it together. We have a support group on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
And Taryn, you were out for a day.
Yeah, about 24 hours on the dot.
And I just got mine back last night.
So like a day and a half.
Like 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Math isn't great for me.
Clearly. Yeah, I was also shocked that we didn't get it back faster, to be honest. So you're not the only one that thought that. But it's okay. Mercer Allen can struggle here and there.
Last Seahawks players had to deal with it, too. Even the VMAC, they didn't have power. They had to use generators. Granted, their generators work, unlike yours.
Yup.
Did you try and fix that? Did George try and fix it?
Yeah, dude, it was disgusting. We were out in the driveway because I was trying to be a supportive wife, so I was watching him do it for about 2 hours, and my feet got very cold in the process.
Now, were you willing to do it and be outside in the cold because you realized inside your house it wasn't much warmer?
Kind of, but I would have rather been in bed, just bundled up in the covers, yeah. But, you know, I'm a nice person, I guess.
Well, we were looking at your Instagram stories, and you did something strange to stay warm.
You say strange. I think it was brilliant.
I mean, I've never done this thing, but you just, I guess, taught me a new trick.
Yes. I decided to, my feet were freezing. I had 2 pairs of socks on and my slippers, and nothing was making them warmer. So I decided to boil some water and stick my feet in really hot water.
I've never seen anyone do that before, but it makes sense because they say like the coldest parts of your body, like the feet and then the top of your head.
Yeah, and my hands. And yeah. I had hand warmers, so that was good.
And I'm just wondering if you saved that water because you could probably sell it on the internet for a pretty penny.
Would you buy it?
Somebody would.
Okay, see, I had a different thought, Taryn. I watched this and I saw her feet in the pot and I was just thinking to myself, oh, this is the girl who wants us to eat her when she dies. And I was like, is this her way of making like a Sarah feet stew for George?
Okay, that went dark.
She's getting him prepared to eat her when she dies.
Did she have carrots in that little bowl that she was putting her feet in and like some potatoes and
some
like
onions?
A little Sarah stew.
Little tofu in there too. Yeah.
And then the power went on, and I grabbed the audio just because I thought this is like the funniest part, and almost I could just picture George wanting to slam his head against the wall when this was the indicator that the power went on.
As we were sitting in the dark, enjoying our extremely cold but really good burritos, we heard a beep, and guess freaking what? We got power!
And then you pan your camera to the thing that I bought you for a housewarming gift that he hates, which is the light up, live, laugh, love sign.
Yes, because for some reason, anytime our power flickers or anything, that sign always comes on, even if it wasn't on before.
It's like a daily reminder of why he hates me.
And then he literally, I was like, our sign's on, babe. He literally goes to unplug the sign. I'm like, no, don't unplug it. What are you doing?
That would have been so great if the power went back out when he unplugged it.
That would have been so funny.
Yeah.
Well, and then of course we start like watching TV and he starts watching a show and then I'm looking at him like trying to get attention and I'm like, man, I wish the power was still out because you gave me more attention when we didn't have TV. Aww. And he was like, do not say you wish the power was out
still.
Well,
good news. Maybe tonight the storms are coming back.
It might. I don't know. It was kind of an adventure. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like you thought it was romantic for like 5 minutes and then you were over it.
Me?
Yeah.
I think that was George. Are you kidding me? It's just...
You had to cook your feet to stay warm.
Yeah, but we did it together.
Oh, God, shut up.
It was under a flashlight and candlelight. It was so romantic.
A pro hockey player just got injured and is out of nearly a month, all because he took a puck straight to the boys.
Ouch.
Social media is having a nutty time with this, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Minnesota Wild forward Mats Zuccarello is sidelined for 3 to 4 weeks after undergoing surgery for a ruptured testicle.
Hate when that happens.
And this was caused by a puck striking him during a game against Montreal back on November 14th. This is the original call from when it happened.
Rossi to the point. Richard Faber right on. Hit his own player in front.
We got Zuccarello in the midsection. And he is still down, Mike.
Midsection, and hopefully he will be okay. It looks like he's going to head right to the dressing room.
So at that moment, they're thinking, oh, it's just the stomach. Then I think later on, somebody announced and thought, oh, maybe it's the knee. Like, they weren't able to figure it out at first.
Well, then they saw the instant replay and realized exactly where it hit him.
The ice, and he can't get there. This is a look right here. Faber shot. Oh, boy.
That lie right there. Oh, boy. We now know what's going on.
That didn't catch his knee. I was hoping maybe it caught his knee, but...
And never would you want it to catch the knee. That also would be a bad spot to get hit. But if you had a pick, knee over boys any day of the week.
For sure.
Oh, that's awful.
So many were obviously shocked by what happened. So we are going to go straight to the comments.
Send a few of these posts, a few of these videos to our production director, Jason. Said, pick out some of your favorites and reenact them however you'd like. Are you ready for the first comment about Zuccarello's boys?
Let's get it.
All right.
Good old One Nut Zuck is what they would have called him.
Okay. I'm sure his teammates will come up with some creative nicknames for him after he's okay, and he can maybe at some point laugh about it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, imagine if he wasn't wearing a cup. Yikes.
I know of some players that don't. And that just seems crazy. Not like some of the guys even I played beer league with, they weren't wearing cups.
Oh,
and
it was my
just crazy.
Gosh.
My buddy Munson was one of those guys.
Likes and, to live dangerously.
And
huh?
you've talked to Munson. Now you kind of get a vibe for who he is. I remember one time during a pickup game, we're playing, and he just kind of like his hockey pants were falling apart, and he kind of like pulled them to the side, and I could see.
Oh.
Things dangling.
What?
Let's just say he scored on me in that situation because I was a little distracted. I was like, you son of a bitch. It was the funniest thing ever.
God.
I heard it broke his cup. That's nuts.
I've had my cup broken before. Playing hockey.
You took a slap shot?
Yeah, my buddy, this guy, Yev, he was this dude. He played in Russia. He moved to the States and was a great junior hockey player. He took a slap shot. And it hit me, and I stopped it, thankfully. Well, I stopped it with the cup, and everyone's like, where's the puck? Where's the puck? It was lodged into my pants.
No!
It broke the cup, and it took me a second for it to really register, and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to feel it now. That was not fun.
Ah, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it was insane.
At least you didn't rupture your testicle.
No, thank God. My cup worked pretty good. Goalie cups are two cups. Basically.
Oh, really?
So it's like a little, like, it's like a thinner cup, and at least the one I had, and then under it is the... It's like the sturdy super duper cup.
This is why I don't play hockey. Well, that and the fact that I'm 62, out of shape, and don't know how to skate.
I mean, it's still hope. I've heard the stories of 62-year-old guys who never skated before making the NHL.
The over 60 league.
Yes.
Zuccarello has always had testicular fortitude.
Testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
Google it. Sarah's looking at us like
she doesn't know what fortitude means.
I don't get it. Testicular fortitude.
You know, while we listen to the last comment, why don't you just Google testicular fortitude?
Should I Google image?
I mean, you don't need to.
Okay.
All right, one more comment.
Good thing you don't need balls to play hockey. You just need pucks.
Okay. That's a good one. That's actually pretty clever.
Oh.
You got it now?
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's grit, motivation, commitment.
I have a question, though. So surgery for a ruptured testicle, does that mean that the testicle gets like put back together?
Thank you. I was wondering the same thing.
Is he down to one testicle? What happens?
Does it just kind of explode and they just kind of piece it?
You notice how the girls are asking these questions, but both dudes in the room are just like, I don't want to know, and I'm not going to ask any questions.
I was going to Google it, but then I was scared.
If you do, please don't show it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, is it going to be normal?
Can he have kids?
I don't know.
Well, if he has one still, that's fine. That wasn't ruptured. There's still a chance, yeah.
Man. It's wild. Well, best wishes for a speedy recovery. Chris Cornell's daughter definitely takes after her dad as she just released her debut single. You're going to hear it during What's Trending After Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Well, it certainly has been a wild week so far. Bombs, cyclones, all sorts of things in the news. And sifting through to try to find out the nuggets of pop culture, that can be really tough to do. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Toni Cornell is the daughter of late Soundgarden and Audioslave and Temple of the Dog frontman Chris Cornell, and she released her debut single. It is called Sunset of Your Love, and this is a sample of it.
Sun-kissed memories, yellow like a submarine, wrap me in a summer day. You there in the light, anything to see you smile, how you gonna always stay? It hits me every time, I don't know.
Jeez. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You always find this reminds me a lot of like some of like the Cornell, Chris Cornell solo stuff that he was doing.
For
when,
sure.
When he did that show at the Benaroya Hall. Like
yes.
It had like this kind of a cool, different instrumentation vibe to it. And that reminds me a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. She sounds amazing. That's
wow.
A beautiful song.
That's a great voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then we go from that to Jahlil White. You remember him, Urkel?
Of course.
He's trending right now because, well, he said no to doing a Family Matters reboot, which
why?
Is like, what? Right? I think a lot of people ask why.
Give the people what they want.
Well, here he is talking about why.
I embrace the TGIF legacy, but I'm also careful to acknowledge that TGIF was a sinking ship. And
okay, first of all.
Don't be using words like that.
Do you think it's, I feel like it's money. It's got to be money, right?
I mean, TGIF was everything.
Did
what
he not
is he
make,
talking
Did
about?
He not make money maybe from like syndication? He still has a bad taste in his mouth?
I mean, a lot of those child stars just don't want to be related to like this. It's the same with Corey from Boy Meets World. Like all of the members do a podcast called Pod or whatever, and it's all about the show except for Corey. And it's like, and he just doesn't want to be involved with it.
Well, he should do a podcast with Jahlil and anyone else who would hate it. And it could be like called I Hate My Youth or something like that.
Yeah.
And they talk about why they hate it.
And you cannot make shows like that right now. Fuller House, I feel like they got away with it because they have a schmaltzy kind of vanilla thing that they do that's very Hallmarkish.
You watch your mouth, Jahlil.
I cannot believe this.
Both shows were very schmaltzy.
Right?
That's very Hallmarkish, to be quite honest, and it benefits Candace, and that's wonderful. But
I felt like a little shade right there.
Wow.
I'm starting to become a fan of Jahlil.
It's spicy.
I like Angry Urkel.
But I just didn't feel like we could get away with that same brand of humor. So
good for you.
So
for knowing that.
And
okay, who's this guy?
Don't encourage him.
Good for you for knowing that.
And I was not offered a direct reboot. I was offered a blind contract with no script and half the pay that I made leaving the show.
Well, just answer it that way. Say, look, they weren't willing to pay me enough. And
I
would be like, you know what? I'm with you there.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that would be... Danny, you were a big Family Matters fan, right?
Oh, yeah. All those shows.
Yeah, TGIF Friday. What was your favorite of those?
Probably Boy Meets World. Honestly, I loved Boy Meets World. But any Family Matters.
Step by step.
Yeah,
step by step was the best.
What about Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
That actually was pretty good,
too. I loved Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
And what was the one... Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Wasn't that on there? Was that...
I think it was.
That was TGI Friday, right?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
I was thinking you were talking about Clarissa Explains It All, which was also almost a Joan Hart and also amazing.
These are great memories.
Not for Jahlil White, apparently.
Apparently not. We are in the middle of a fantasy football battle with the guys next door in the men's room. And this week, Thrill and Ted's team came in dead last. So as a punishment, Thrill is going to be coming in early, taking on Migs in Beat Migs. It is Steve versus Steve.
Let's go.
At 8:50.